It's Wednesday, January 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Two teenage sisters in Laos who converted from animism to Christianity have shared how their family members beat them, tied them up, locked them out of the house, and then left them there for 4 days. But their faith remains unshaken, reports the Gospel Herald. 17-year-old Nani and 16-year-old Na Fong converted to Christianity in the autumn of 2016 after hearing the truth of the gospel from a family member. Nani said, quote, "There is a Bible verse in Ephesians 6. When people fought in the past, they used a shield, and I want to have faith like a shield. When the evil one tries to shoot arrows at us, I will use the shield to protect me. So I have to put my faith in Jesus." End quote. Laos is ranked 24th on Open Doors World Watch list of countries where believers face the most persecution and has received the maximum score in the violence category. Buddhists make up more than 57% of the population of the communist country. About 35% of the population adheres to indigenous religions, and only 3.4% of Laos is Christian. As of Monday, January 1st, those who present themselves as the opposite gender from the one God created them to be are free to serve in the U.S. military, reports the New American. While President Trump announced last July that transgenders would be banned from serving in the armed forces, in late November, a liberal district judge, Colleen Kolar-Cotelli, ruled that her injunction meant the Defense Department must move ahead on the order given by President Obama in June 2016, which allowed transgenders to enlist. The Trump administration opted not to challenge the ruling for now, waiting for a specific Department of Defense study. Recruits who have gone through alleged sex reassignment or genital reconstruction procedures must also certify that, quote, a period of 18 months has elapsed since the date of the most recent surgery, no functional limitations or complications persist, and no additional surgeries are required, end quote. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, a woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does this, not to mention having invasive surgeries. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon might want to run for president in 2020, according to Vanity Fair. In private conversations, Bannon believes Trump only has a 30% chance of serving out his term, whether he's impeached or removed by the cabinet invoking the 25th Amendment. That prospect seemed to become more likely in early December, when special counsel Robert Mueller secured a plea deal from former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. However, according to a source who works with Bannon, CNN political reporter Rebecca Berg tweeted that, quote, Steve Bannon is 100% not running for president, end quote. The womanizing Matt Lauer has been officially replaced by Hoda Kotb alongside Savannah Guthrie at the NBC Today Show anchor desk, reports the Daily Mail. Listen to how they made the announcement yesterday morning.
Welcome to today. It's 2018 and we are kicking off the year right because Hoda is officially the co-anchor of today. This has to be the most popular decision NBC News has ever made and I am so thrilled.
I'm pinching myself. I think that we should send some medics to Alexandria, Virginia where my mom has likely faded.
Hoda, you are a partner and a friend and a sister and I am so happy to be doing this.
Well, there's no one I'd rather be sitting next to in 2018.
Kotb will continue to host the fourth hour of today alongside Kathy Lee Gifford. As part of its annual New Year's Eve coverage, CNN featured two homosexual men, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, who both marveled at the high-flying report from CNN correspondent Randy Kaye aboard the Cannabus, a marijuana bus party in Denver, Colorado, where recreational use is legal. Not only was she inhaling vast quantities of secondhand pot smoke in the limo, but Kaye actually lit the bong of one pot smoker live on television. Journalism appears to have descended even further into the pit. Now that Nigeria is no longer under the sway of Boko Haram, how is the Nigerian church growing? What did God teach the church under an intense year of persecution? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report featuring a Nigerian pastor immediately following today's newscast. And finally, Samantha, who already had three sons, was abandoned by the father of her next child in Attleboro, Massachusetts. That's why she turned to a chemical abortion pill as an easy way out of her predicament. But almost as soon as Samantha had taken the first of two chemical abortion pills, which ends a baby's life in utero ahead of the second and final pill, inducing labor, she changed her mind and reached out to the abortion pill reversal hotline for help, reports Life News. The number is 877-558-0333. Through the hotline, Samantha was connected to one of 350 providers in the nationwide abortion pill reversal network, trained in a life-saving protocol that starts with an emergency injection of progesterone, used since the 1950s to prevent miscarriages. Here at The Worldview, we thank God that Samantha ultimately chose life for her daughter, born on December 1, 2017, whom she named Giselle. She weighed 6 pounds, 3 ounces, and is in perfect health. And we also thank God for the compassionate ministry of Abundant Hope Pregnancy Resource Center, which helped ensure Giselle made it. The words of God about the prophet from Jeremiah 1:5 are just as true for Giselle. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Over 700 people were rescued in the past week by the Nigerian military, two of whom were pregnant women. The Worldview has spoken to Southern Nigerian Pastor Ani Ekpo several times over the past year. Ekpo addressed whether he believes the situation has changed for Christians who have faced Muslim persecution at the hands of Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen.
We are grateful to God for the past year. You know, the Boko Haram was very much in the operation in the north, but in the south, there was less of it. And up to this time, I think we have not had any bomb by the Boko Haram this Christmas, and that's a very good thing.
He said that earlier in the year, the situation was much worse for Christians.
During the middle of the year, they even came as far as Anambra State and opened fire in the churches and then destroyed some farmland.
Ekpo said that God used the Boko Haram persecution to cause many Christians to think harder about their faith.
Many people have been made strong. Boko Haram, in the past years, had made many people to begin to think, even down in the south. Because of that, like I said last time, I use it in my preaching. So people have been strengthening their faith. And then in the north, I met one pastor who said that his church building has been burned down so many times. But he began to be feeling bad about it. But the Lord spoke to his heart that they are not burning down the church, but they're building. The church is going on, becoming stronger in the midst of the Muslims.
Ekpo was grateful to report the military is overpowering Boko Haram more and more.
It's happening more now that the military is overpowering the Boko Haram. That's why we have not had even one bomb this Christmas. It do happen every Christmas.
He told of one situation where the Christians were praising God for this great gift of peace on Christmas.
They were singing and rejoicing and thanking God and praising God. So that is happening now, and that we give credit to God.
Ekpo testified that he has seen God's great faithfulness to the Nigerian church this year in people coming to Christ, even in the midst of persecution.
And we have seen some backsliders coming back to Christ, and then we have seen many young people around us giving their life to Christ, beginning a Christian life.
Ekpo said that the Lord is really bringing the children into the fold of Jesus Christ, reiterating that God has used the persecution to press pastors back to the Scripture.
I think the persecution in Nigeria is really helping Christians to solidify their faith and stand firm. Some of them are going, like we said, make many pastors to go back to the Bible, to be able to teach their people, because many pastors have seen what it is if these people have abandoned the Lord. Who will be held accountable? So something like that has really made many to go back to the real faith of Christianity.
Pastor Ekpo said that he has seen God's sovereignty in bringing persecution, especially to northern Nigeria.
We believe that that was sovereign in God's way to bring this kind of persecution to Nigeria. It's why when I travel to the north, I see that Christians are more vibrant. They are more nearer the Lord. But here in the down in the south, it's nominalism. The persecution has come to check the nominalism in Nigeria.
He asked that American brothers and sisters would pray that Nigerian Christians in the South and North would be more salt and light in this perverse and corrupt generation.
We think that the reprieve that God has given to His church is to make us to go on and perhaps become more evangelistic, because we blame the church that when there was no Boko Haram, the Southern Christians would have taken the gospel to the North. But it seems that the church becomes so contented and relaxed until this thing happens. So now that a relative peace is setting in, I think the church has to mobilize.
Let's remember our glorious calling to serve Christ, whether in peace or in persecution, from Matthew 5:13-16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.